The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis. It's now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Slap some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome to the show. It's DW60, Sorcerer Radio, Walt Disney Music, all day long, srsounds.com. Jeff Nicole with you. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Hey, now.
Yeah, that makes on the weekend, weekend. This weekend will be much more mellow for us.
Oh, yeah. Love, love.
Much more mellow than last weekend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm still feeling the effects of a 24-hour trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, folks. It was rough on me. It was rough.
It was. But I don't know if it had much to do with the trip itself.
Well, I mean, here's the thing is, I think it was a combination of not one, two, three, four different times being in the airport.
Yeah.
For one. And then, being on a plane and, stuff like that. And just the plane air and it's dry and just all this other stuff. And I think that's what got me sick. I think that's what it is.
My theory is you were fighting it already because you started getting like sniffly a little bit on the way to the airport, like going back. But then the exhaustion just like knocked out.
Oh, yeah.
Like any chance your body had of like having a shot against whatever bug, sickness, grossness, crud you have.
Yeah, because I was walking through the airport in Orlando as we were coming back, and the sniffles just came over me out of nowhere.
Do you remember when we got in the car to come home from the airport in New Orleans and you sneezed like 8 times in a row?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You're like, I don't know what's happening.
Yeah. It was absolutely crazy. So I've been, my recovery has taken all week. Nicole's recovery lasted like a day, and after that she was fine.
Yeah. I like slept it on Sunday and I was fine.
Yeah. No problem. Yeah. But, so that's what's on the schedule for today. We're going to talk about our one-day trip to the Walt Disney World Resort and enjoying some of the things there. And then during our second segment, a little bit later on in the show, after some music, we'll talk about some of the news out of the Walt Disney World Resort. But, happy Friday to everybody. Hello to all of our SR listeners and our podcast listeners and our Patreon family as well. We hope you're all doing fantastic and that you've had a good week. Do not forget this weekend why we are still doing this. I'll never understand. Daylight savings time happens.
Yeah. Yep, it does.
Spring forward. Most of everybody's clocks nowadays automatically do it for them. Uh-huh. I remember the days when you literally had to go through the entire house.
The microwave and the oven and the TV.
And the clock, the clock wall, the wall clock.
Yep, the clock on the mantle.
And your alarm clock and your own watch and the vehicle. And just, now it pretty much does everything. But don't forget, you're losing an hour of sleep this weekend. So
yeah,
just so you know. But so I'm glad that we did that before. We did our trip before daylight savings time. I think that helped us out a little bit. We were lucky and got that in quick. But let's talk about our trip to Walt Disney World last Saturday. Day started. Well, let me start the day before on Friday. One thing right off the bat that we learned: you have got to get a full night's sleep before something like this.
Right, and yes, that is what I kept saying. People asked, what did you think? Would you do it again? I was like, Yes. And I think the key is getting a good night's sleep beforehand. And then now knowing what the day is kind of like and like what the exhaustion level is, I think it would be easier to fall asleep, right? Like the excitement and the anticipation and the unknown and you're like ready to go. I think it made it hard for me to fall asleep.
But, you know. Well, that and you had trouble trying to figure out what you wanted to wear for the day, too.
Yeah, I didn't know what to wear.
I think that kind of kept you up longer than you wanted to.
It took me like an extra hour and a half.
Yeah, at least. Yeah. She'd come out of the closet in an outfit, and I'd go, no. She'd come out another one. Okay, yeah, that's good. Come out another one. Yeah, that's okay. She'd come out another one. No. And so she just bounced back and forth between, you know, two different outfits. And then she jumped on social media, and she's like, people, please help me. What do I do? And they made the decision for her.
And but it was the one you liked anyway.
It was the one I liked anyway. I was like, I told you so. I told you that was the one you needed to wear. But you, even when you got into bed Friday night, you still didn't fall asleep for a while.
No, I don't know why. That was weird.
I fell right asleep. I was ready to go. But the thing was, is that we didn't fall asleep till, I didn't fall asleep till like 11:30. And you said you were up past, you know, past that yourself.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Easily. I was probably up till 1.
Yeah.
And then
2:30 rolled around, 2 a.m. Saturday morning.
And we got up.
The alarm, bah, 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 going off.
Ugh.
I think I popped up about 5 minutes after that. And I think you did as well. Because we wanted to be out of the house no later than, what, 3:30 you said?
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
And even then, it ended up cutting it close.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because for some odd reason, our flight boarded a little earlier than probably what they should have for a 6 o'clock departure.
45 minutes.
Yeah. And I mean, we got there and we had time. There was not a lot of people at the airport in New Orleans. I had TSA pre-checks. She did not. That's another thing, folks. Get TSA pre-check.
Yeah, I
get
it. I just need to do it.
It's just, you get your money's worth, especially if you travel at least more than once a year.
We have like 3 more flights this year.
Yeah. And so it really, in the long run, just makes sense. Get TSA pre-check. You know, it's worth buying it. Because you said that you it's good for like, what, 3 years or something like that?
I think it's 3 years. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got through TSA no problem. I waited about another 10 to 15 minutes for Nicole to get done.
Yeah.
And we boarded our flight. And we're ready to go, you know? Actually got a row to ourselves because it wasn't a full flight and everything. So, like, we're ready. We're sitting down. And all of a sudden, there's a problem with the plane. There was a panel that was not locking.
Wouldn't latch closed.
Yeah, wouldn't stay closed. And so, they're like, okay, we need to have somebody fix that. Okay, fine. Safety first. I get it.
Yeah.
And then about 15, 20 minutes after they said they were doing that, they're like, well, they're not totally happy with what's going on. They need to replace the panel. I'm like, all right. Come on. How long is that going to take? We were on the ground for what? An hour plus?
Oh, it was 2 hours.
Was it almost 2 hours that we were sitting there at the terminal before we ever left New Orleans to go to Orlando? And, you know, you said right off the bat, like, can we get some peanuts or a water?
Just a pretzel.
Anything. Anything at all for having to sit here for 2 hours. Because Spirit, you know, if you want water, soda, chips, pretzels, peanuts, whatever, you got to pay for it. It's extra. But at that point, we had already been sitting there for 2 hours. You'd have thought that it said, here's a bottle of water. Here you go. Didn't happen.
Jeff was about to buy me something when we got
in
the air.
Yeah.
He was like, what do you want? I was like, I'm not buying anything. And he's like, I love you. You're not fun when you're hungry.
No, she's not.
I was like, I'm okay. He's like, are you sure? Like, yeah, I'm fine.
When her hangry sets in, it's over. It's over. And I did not want to deal with that on almost a 2 hour flight, but she didn't want anything. I thought, okay. And she did great. She did fine. Got to Orlando. No problem. Did not stop at the Disney store.
No, we didn't even see it.
Beeline straight for departure area.
Yeah, for Ubers.
For Ubers.
Pick up.
We got our Uber, and then we got to the Magic Kingdom, right?
Yes, we did. And I made this comment when we got out of the car. So we didn't have luggage. We each had the bag we were wearing. And We get in the Uber. We go straight to the Magic Kingdom. They drop us off at the TTC. We get out of the Uber, make on our way. I get out of the car and I looked at Jeff and I was like, he didn't say anything. He didn't ask any questions. He didn't make any comments. He didn't say anything. He just said, have a great day. Fine. I'm like, I would have had questions. If I picked people up at the airport, they had no bags. They went straight to the Magic Kingdom and just went on their merry way. Where did you come from? Why do you have no bags? Why are you going? How are you going straight to the parks? Like, I would have had questions for people. And the man just dropped us off and drove off.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? Good for him, because I would have had questions. We did. We got to the Magic Kingdom. Even after a 2-hour delay, we got to the Magic Kingdom probably about 10 a.m. You think?
Between 10 and 10:30.
Yeah.
Roundabout.
Yeah. So we were still there. Good time.
We had an hour before the first attraction. Mm-hmm. You know.
Oh yeah, at noon.
Yeah.
We, you know, walked into the Magic Kingdom. Well, first, speaking of getting something to eat, we stopped at the Joffrey's cart and at the TTC, got coffee, first coffee of the day. I didn't like mine, but I drank about half of it because I just needed the caffeine.
What was the name of it that you got?
No, it was something with strawberry and chocolate, but something about the strawberry wasn't right.
Yeah.
Wasn't right with it. It wasn't like sour, like spoiled or anything. It just didn't taste great. But we took the ferry, made it over to the Magic Kingdom, and made a beeline straight for the spring roll stand. That was one of the items that we wanted to hit this trip. We've never tried the spring roll cart as you walk over to Adventureland. So we went over there. Of course, you know, we get in line and there's no cheeseburger spring rolls. So we waited, and there's probably 20 people in line waiting with us.
Oh yeah.
People would come up and they're like, is this the line? And we're like, yeah, they're out of cheeseburger, but if you want anything else, like, go ahead. And
pepperoni.
Yeah, they had pepperoni. Yeah. And so we waited and they brought them out. It was maybe like 4 minutes. It was nothing.
Yeah.
But we waited because we wanted to try them both. So we got a pair of spring roll, a pair of cheeseburger and a pair of pepperoni, and we tried them, and you gave them a 6.5 and a 7 out of 10.
No. I thought it was a 7.5 and a 7.
Okay, 7 and a 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah.
That video is up on our Patreon if you want to join our Patreon and see stuff like that from when we're in the parks. But yeah, you tried them. They were good. I would not, to quote our friend Michael K, I would not go out of my way for them. But if I'm hungry, the Magic Kingdom, I would go back.
Yeah, I would definitely go back and get it again. I was worried about it being a little soggy.
And they weren't.
And they were not very mm-hmm. crunchy. Mm-hmm. A lot of good flavor, even by itself without any of the sauce for either one of them. They were very crunchy.
And lots of filling.
Yes. It was not lacking on that. The sauce that they had for the cheeseburger egg roll, it basically your secret sauce from McDonald's. The Big Mac
special sauce.
Yeah. But I would get that one again. I don't know if I'd get the pepperoni again.
They were fine.
It was okay.
Yeah, I'd get the cheeseburger over the pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
But I would get corn dog nuggets over both of them.
What would I get other than the cheeseburger roll? If snack-wise, yes, I would go ahead and get the cheeseburger again. Meal-wise, yeah, I would pick Casey's over, you know.
Yeah, or
the egg rolls, you know.
The, like, specialty sandwiches at Cosmic Rays. We've had some good, like, burgers and sandwiches and stuff over there.
Yeah.
You know, Columbia Harbor House is probably, like, a more well-rounded meal. But as far as, like, a snack, if you want something a little different, a little bit of protein, stuff like that, I'd definitely get them again. They were good. And then, it's time for Tron. We walked over, you know, watched it go by a couple times, checked out the area.
Went to the gift shop.
Yeah, we went to the gift shop. Yep. Oh, yeah. You were looking for a Tron Magic Band Plus.
Yeah.
Nowhere to be found.
I did end up finding out mm-hmm. that they did have them at one time.
Okay.
And that was for the opening of Tron. Mm-hmm. And they have not had them since. That's it.
And,
which I don't get.
We spent some time with our friend Matthew later in the day, and he said the pre-arrival Magic Band Plus, like ones you can pick out at a discount before you get there when you have a Disney Resort hotel stay, that they sometimes have the Tron ones there.
Okay.
Our dog is being sneaky. But, so we were looking for that. We didn't see him. But every time we go in the Tron store, there's like a couple things that we haven't seen before. Even, you know, this time, it hadn't even been 6 months since we were there.
Yep, that's true.
And yeah. There was new awesome merch. There was like a line of, like they expanded the Flynn's Arcade line. There was some cool stuff there. There's this quarter zip sweatshirt that we see every time that like one of us is going to end up buying at some point.
It's
really soft.
Yeah.
And it just looks cool. It's very, it's not subtle, but it just has like the graphic on the front chest part. And, like the material is just really soft and it looks really nice. We got it. At some point, we'll get you a Tron light cycle for your desk. Those are cool. Like little die-cast ones.
Oh, those, yeah. Yeah.
And then as we made our way up to the attraction, you went and tried the test seat. That was something that you had been, you know, not nervous about, but curious, like how your body shape, how the way you are made up would fit on the light cycle.
Yeah, I, throughout... you know, this time that Tron has been open, you know, we've watched a lot of review videos. And one of the things that kind of concerned me a little bit were the size of my calves. I've got big calves. Just family genetics is what it all boils down to. My brother's got them. I've got them. Just the way it is. So there's a portion of, you know, the attraction that where your calves kind of have to be locked into place. And so using this test vehicle, I was able to find out that I was okay. And it is, as long as you keep your foot at an angle and you push it all the way back, you know, I didn't have any problems. So I think others, you know, should be safe as well. But it's nice that they have that. It's just like the ones that they have outside of Flight of Passage that you could check out at the Animal Kingdom. So it was good. I was able to fit on that. So I felt better after that.
Right, yeah, it was like no problem at all. Like the cast member was standing there, and we're like, yeah. You know, how does this look? Because the test seat doesn't click
in. No, it doesn't.
So you pull the things back, and you're like, I don't know, is this good enough? And she like looked over, and she's like, oh yeah, you're fine. We're like, oh, okay. And it was like that when you got on too, right? Like there's no issue.
No, there wasn't an issue at all. I was not leaned forward enough. Mm-hmm. I needed to lean forward enough for the back brace to come a little bit further forward, but after that was not a problem. Everything locked into place. And that's what the tester does not do. It doesn't lock into place like the attraction does. So that was a good relief. Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy. And what did you think of the attraction? The moment everyone has been waiting for. Your review of Tron, finally.
Yeah, so we did a lightning lane for Tron. So I did not have to do, well, that kind of, go back a little bit. We were going to do virtual queue for Tron. And it was gone fast.
It was. So I knew that we were probably going to be able to ride the attraction around 11, 12, 1. Sometime like midday, lunchtime.
Yeah.
I didn't want to get an early boarding group. So I waited maybe like 8 to 10 seconds. And they were gone. Everything was gone. Everything. Guardians, Tron, all of it. And I was like, surely this is a glitch. Like, it's the first Saturday of Flower and Garden. I can understand Guardians being busy. But it was gone. It was gone. And I was like, baby, it's down? It was just gone.
Yeah.
And I was shocked. So, because of our delay, I was able to buy a lightning lane. Otherwise we would have been up in the air. And one of our friends was so kind and he was like, I'll get up and buy it for you while you're in the air. But when he woke up, I was like, hey, I'm still on the ground. So I got it. Thank you though.
Yeah, yeah.
So we were able to purchase it. But then the 1 o'clock drop, Guardians was gone.
Right.
And Tron was available for hours afterwards. I'm really
weird. You know?
What is happening?
Yeah, it's kind of strange.
And then the next day, one of our friends was still in the parks and he texted us and he was like, it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon or in the evening and you can still buy a lightning lane for Tron.
Huh.
And I'm like, what? What's going going on? So it was just hit or miss. Yeah. I'm glad that there's the option, right? I'm glad that there's the option to do one or the other. And I did see an article this week that Disney has been, you know, they do those like research questionnaires when you're in the parks.
Oh yeah, I had it in my notes.
Okay, that you either get afterwards.
I'll delete that.
Or they ask you sometimes stop you in the parks. Disney was polling guests that about removing the virtual queue option from Tron specifically. So that may be something we see coming sooner rather than later in the future. I'm interested if that will coincide with maybe some of these updates to Genie Plus that Disney has been like teasing for the last 8 to 12 months. We'll see if those have anything to do with each other, but yeah, Disney was interested that clearly it's popular, right? There's only two ways to ride Tron, and that's the only way that doesn't cost additional funds. And they're looking at taking it away. So are they looking at replacing it with a standard queue? Or, like, what are they doing? Because there's still no standard queue for Guardians.
Right.
And clearly both of them are popular.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm interested to see what they do with that. But yeah, what would you rate Tron? 1 out of 10.
So going back to you know, getting there in the Lightning Link queue, you go through the little, you know, 15-second pre-show where you enter the grid and everything else is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. Locker system is very neat. I like it. You just use your Magic Band or you use your phone, which has, of course, your ticket or your pass on there to unlock one of the lockers. Was able to fit, you know, my bag in there and stuff that I didn't need. And I just kept my phone with me. And the first thing, I mean, the loading area, very cool to be inside of. It's really impressive what they've done in there. Got on there, got front row, of course. Video is on Patreon of me in the front row, just absolutely having a fantastic time.
Oh, yeah, the video I posted is of Jeff.
Yeah. That is on Patreon, isn't it?
No, I posted it on Instagram, but it was only on stories, so it was only there for, you know, 24 hours.
Okay.
But I can post it on Patreon, like, for people to go back and
watch. Yeah, we'll put it on Patreon. That'd be nice for them. So, yeah, I got the front row. The one thing I noticed real quick is the area where you can put your phone to keep it secure while you're on the attraction. If you have a larger phone, like the iPhone 14 Pro Max, it does not fit down in there flush. It kind of has to sit at an angle. And the door that keeps this thing closed is not very strong. So I was a little bit paranoid as to whether, you know, if I go up and down a hill, you know, gravity and stuff, mm-hmm. you know, if it was going to flow out, you know, fall out or not. So I was kind of holding my hand over the top of the door to keep my phone in there, make sure it didn't fall out. But the launch is a lot of fun. You'll see it in my face in the video. The launch is so much fun. I think it'd be very cool to do at night instead of in the day, just to add the extra effect of, you know, a light cycle and everything else. I want to try that next whenever I ride it again and do it at night. But it's like I have said without riding it, and it's like others have said. Mm-hmm. Tron Light Cycle Run is too short.
And you said not a lot, like if it just had like 20 more seconds.
Yeah, I would give it about 20 seconds. It doesn't go upside down, you know, stuff like that. You don't have to worry about that. There's some nice turns in it. It is not as intense as Guardians. If you feel that you can't do Guardians, it was too intense for you, Tron is a good substitute.
I know y'all can't see me raising my hand. But.
I know you're not. No, she's not going on.
I'm not gonna, probably not gonna ride it, but like Guardians was too intense for me, and that's why I thought like maybe I could ride Tron. But then after like watching some like on-ride POV videos, I was like, maybe this isn't for me either. And it sucks. Like I want to enjoy it. I want to say I want to ride it. I want to ride it and enjoy it, but I think if I rode it, I would not enjoy it.
You only know if you're going to try. That's all. That's all I can say. So, yeah. But all around though, out of 10, I'd give it a good solid 7.5.
That seemed to be your theme of the day.
on Tron. I'd give it a 7. It is definitely worth riding for the first time. Absolutely. Ride it. Do you need to do it again during your vacation? Probably not. But it's still a great attraction if you never rode it before. Is it worth going back to for your next vacation? Absolutely. Absolutely go back and ride it again. But I really enjoyed it. Had a fantastic time. And looking forward to riding it again.
Let me ask you this. So at Magic Kingdom After Hours is the only time that you can ride the attraction in the standby queue. Do you think that that adds to the value of the after hours enough to like sway you to do it? Like you could just keep getting back in line. That's the only time when you pay for a ticket to Magic Kingdom After Hours.
Yeah.
Is when you can ride Tron in a standby queue.
Well, I think that it kind of goes down to how much time do you want to spend in that queue? Because it's going to be one of the big draws during your after hours event. Depends on how long that queue is going to be.
Yeah, when I was there, it was probably the long... Well, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was the longest queue of the night. I would say Tron stayed around 20 minutes.
That's really not bad.
Mm-mm. I mean, Mine Train was like 40. I'm like, it's after
Be it
hours.
You went at a time when a lot of people were not there.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of downtime at the parks.
Yes.
A little bit.
First weekend in February.
Yeah, not a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
Most families are going Christmas, Halloween, summertime, spring break.
Yeah.
May not be the case if there's an after hours event going on during those times. The wait time may be a little bit longer. You never know. But it's worth it. I say it's definitely worth it.
Yeah, it definitely after hours. If you're already going to after hours, it seems certainly like a bonus to the event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 100%. And then we did People Mover after that.
Had to
do People Mover.
And we each went live on our pages. And that was really fun.
Yep.
So we did that. And then we went through the Emporium. I bought a shirt and threw away the one I was wearing because I really didn't like it. And I was starting to get like uncomfortable. And so I saw another shirt and I was like, well, that's really cute. And I was like, I think I'm going to buy it, but I don't want to carry my shirt around. I think I'm just going to throw it away. And I did. Not something I would usually do, but I did. And then we took the monorail over to Epcot. We made it into Epcot. We ate, we shared the hot honey chicken sandwich at Connections. It had a chicken patty or like a chicken breast, hot honey sauce. It had pickles and was it coleslaw or pickled onions?
I think it was pickled.
Okay.
I think it was.
And it had french fries. And then we tried the blood orange hibiscus margarita with Terrabana tequila. And we had a fountain Coke and water.
What would you rate the sandwich?
8 out of 10. Nothing wrong with it. It was delicious. It wasn't dry. I wish I had more hot honey. But I really liked it. If it was like a normal menu item, that's something that I would definitely go back and get again rather than just a burger.
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah. A little variety.
Yeah. I liked it. I like spicy stuff, so I enjoy that. I like hot honey. Yeah, I liked it. What'd you think?
I gave it a 6. A
6? You're kind of around 6-7. What about the margarita?
Our margarita was a solid 8.5.
Yeah, that was really
solid 8.5.
Blood orange hibiscus, and it had dried orange on it. And then Terramana, which is The Rock, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, his tequila. Delicious. What else? So that's a festival item, actually. So those are both festival items. That's why I said if it was a permanent item, I would get it again.
Yeah.
But those are for Flower and Garden Festival. They were just available at Connections. I'm trying to think what else he did. We missed the Groot topiary. We were so sad.
Yeah, we did.
The next day we were like, oh, man.
Well, we never made it over there.
No.
That was the thing.
We didn't go over by Guardians. We didn't go over by Mission Space. We didn't go over by the land. We didn't really like go into the outskirts.
No, none of it.
Of the park. Just, I think if I'd go back, especially during a festival like this that I really enjoy, I think the next time I would just stay in Epcot the whole day.
Yeah, just the one park.
Especially in a festival when there's just so much to see. We did see the Coco topiaries. We saw the Encanto topiaries. Mm-hmm. We saw Mickey, Minnie, Chip and Dale, Pluto and Goofy. We saw Figment, Succulent Figment. I'm trying to think what else. We saw the Wish topiaries at the front of the park.
Mm-hmm.
And we saw Anna and Elsa. Kermit and Miss Piggy. I'm trying to think what other ones we stopped for. I think that was it.
That was about it.
We walked through the World Showcase, so we saw, like, we walked all the way through. So we saw a lot of them, but those are the ones we, like, stopped and looked at and took pictures. And we ate dinner at San Angel Inn in the Mexico Pavilion. We have been saying every time we ride Three Caballeros, we rode Three Caballeros, but every time we ride it, we're like, man, we gotta go back there. We hadn't been there since 2016. And it was good. It was good food.
Decent.
I was pleasantly surprised at the portions. I was glad to have, like, refreshed my memory about the restaurant, especially when recommending it to my clients. But I don't need to go every trip. I probably don't need to go for another 4 or 5 years.
Oh, okay. All right.
What'd you think?
I gave it, the dish that we had specifically, I'd give it a 6.
Yeah, we had chicken enchiladas.
Yeah.
We both got the same thing.
It was great, not the best I've ever had.
Mm-mm.
It was fine.
Pico was good. Our service was good. We got chips and cheese and salsa. That was good. We each had the chicken enchiladas that came with plantains. Plantains were good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, and that restaurant in particular, you're paying for the ambiance. You're paying to eat in the Mexico Pavilion. You're paying to eat next to the attraction. We had a table that could not have been farther away from the water, but it didn't bother me.
No, it didn't bother me at all. Mm-mm. No. The view was always good, yeah, no matter what.
It was. Yeah. View was good. Food was good. Service was good. We just have other restaurants that we enjoy more. And that are more like quintessential to our Disney vacations.
Yep.
After that, we walked through the World Showcase and went out the back entrance to Epcot, made our way over to the Beach Club to grab a bus back to the Magic Kingdom.
Well, you forgot we stopped and met with some friends.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
We did. We met up with Kate and Danny. It was so good. They've been long, long time listeners of the show. And it was just fun to, like, put a face to the name.
Oh, right, absolutely. Yeah.
When Jeff and I, before we were dating, I was working at a Starbucks and I lived in Florida, and Kate was a customer that would come in frequently enough that I had a relationship with her. And we were talking about Disney. I had ears on or something for a theme day. And she was like, oh my gosh, my sister listens to this Disney radio station. You should listen. And I was like, oh, I'm actually very familiar. And it was, I just remember her putting it together and going, oh my gosh, you're the Nicole,
the Nicole
that Jeff talks about. And I was like, that is me. And so it was so fun to get to meet them and spend some time with them and just chat. And I actually remembered this trip to bring, we have, like, some DW60 like stickers and buttons and stuff. And I actually remembered to bring it with me. So we got to see quite a few friends in the park this trip. And every time somebody stopped us, we met up with someone. We had those to hand out, which is always, always fun to, like, see where people stick them. They usually send us pictures and it's, like, out in the wild.
Oh, yeah.
Which
yeah.
is cool.
And actually, Danny is the one who reminded me that I have not done this in a while.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Please
so
do.
I have to do it now.
Yes.
You know, since she reminded me. Folks, it has now been 2,706 days. 2,706 days since we've had a nighttime parade over the Magic Kingdom.
Too long.
Way too long.
Way too long. Too long.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Like 2,706 days. Ugh.
And when we were there, it was exactly.
It was exactly 2,700.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the crazy thing about it. But it was nice to meet them. It really was.
It's
a good visit.
Almost 7.5 years.
Wow.
7.41 years. Oh my gosh.
Disney, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Oh, gee whiz, yeah. Yeah, we left Epcot, and what do we do after that?
We went back to the Magic Kingdom because you wanted a cup.
Somebody just shoot me. You know, I keep saying, you know, all the time, we got to stop buying cups. We got to stop buying cups. But Nicole has this fantastic Epcot Starbucks cup that I just absolutely adored. And then I saw the Magic Kingdom version, and I had to go back and get it.
It's like a metal Starbucks cup. Yeah. Tumbler with the straw and the lid and everything. And I really like the lids because they like thread into the cups.
So yeah.
There's no spillage. And yeah, so now we have the Magic Kingdom version. And we were going home, and Jeff's like, do they have the other two parks? They do. And he's like, well, now we got to get all four.
Have all four now.
So Epcot, now we have Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Met with a friend there in the Emporium as well.
Yes, we saw Anna. You might remember her birthday shout out for her husband on the show last week. So that was fun. And it's just always good to people that we like talk to frequently or interact with, or people we especially know that have been longtime listeners, just to kind of like get to see them in real life and hang out with them and just get to know them on a more personal level. My favorite is when, especially like if I'm working with a listener as like a client for travel stuff, usually if I talk to them on the phone, they're like, you sound exactly the same. And I'm like, this is really my voice, I promise.
Yeah, it's really her.
This is exactly what I sound like.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But usually, I answer the phone and they're like, oh my gosh. It's like, just like listening to
you. You're the Nicole.
You're the Nicole. Exactly. it was so good. So we got your cup, and then we took the monorail over to the Polynesian because there was a cup that I was interested in, and I did not like it as much in person. So we really like Tervis tumblers, and they're doing Tervis cups for, they had a bunch of festival Tervises, they had pavilion Tervises, and they're doing them for the resorts, and I'd seen the Animal Kingdom Lodge, and I liked that, but I was like, I bet if there's a Polynesian one, I'll really like that one. Just, we stayed at the Polynesian on our wedding night. It's one of our favorite resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And we got over there and I was like, I don't love it. Like, I love it because it's the Polynesian, but I didn't necessarily love the cup. So I
didn't like it enough to spend $35.99 on it.
Oh God, I don't think it might have been more than that.
Well, I thought it was $35.99.
Maybe it was $35. Yeah. Yeah. But I was just like, I just don't love it like I thought I would. So I was like, you know what? I'll pass.
Drinking out of that Magic Kingdom cup all week.
I might look for the Wilderness Lodge one time. I really like the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah.
I saw the Animal Kingdom one, but it's orange. It's like a little loud.
Kind of.
I don't know. So, and then we went upstairs to the Kona Cafe or the Kona coffee stand. We got coffee and we took an Uber from the Polynesian back to the airport. And we left early. I'm glad we did.
Good thing.
So we had an 11 p.m. flight. We left the Polynesian around 8:30-ish. And we were originally intending to leave closer to 9. But as the day played out, we were like, we should probably get out of here just a little early. It's a Saturday night. Like, we might hit some traffic. And we did. But the traffic was at the airport. Like, there's a ramp that you take to get up to departures. That ramp took us 45 minutes just to get up the ramp.
Well, the ramp going up to departures was clear. It was the road that went for arrivals that everybody was jammed into. That's what the problem was. There were so many people trying to showing up, picking up friends and family, and departures was completely clear. That's what took so long.
And it did. It was 45 minutes just to get
down the road.
Yeah. So I'm glad we left ourselves some time. We were so worried, like, oh my gosh, are all these people leaving? Like, is this line going to be for TSA? Like, what's it going to be? TSA was 7 minutes.
It was a breeze.
Which was crazy at MCO. I remember I posted on my Instagram story, you know, the little TSA thing at MCO has like an estimated wait time for Disney ride. And it said 4 to 8 minutes. And I said, is this a mirage?
Can't be true.
Real life?
Yeah.
And it was awesome. And so we got to our gate. We had enough time to where we went to the gate. The gate changed. We went to the new gate. And then we still got to sit down for about 20 minutes and just kind of like veg out a little bit before we got on the plane. And we both slept most of the way home. So by the time we got home and drove back to our house, we were exhausted. It was the plane and the drive from the airport back to our house where like the exhaustion really kicked in. And that's where I think having the nights, like the adrenaline had worn off, like the day was over.
Oh, the adrenaline had worn off. Yeah.
And I think a good night's sleep the night before would have been what really like pushed us through to the end. But by the time we got home, we just passed out. And I slept in way later than usual the next morning.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But the dogs had Jeff up at like 7 a.m.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, we crawled into bed, I guess, 2:30,
yeah,
2:45, I guess, roundabout. And
but to remind you, that's when we got up that morning.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we had a full 24-hour day. Mm-hmm. And 7 a.m., Miley decides, hey, Dad, I'm ready to get up. And so, you know, you got to get up.
Get up, we did.
Get up, we did, and did everything we had to. And I just said, well, I'm just going to stay up.
You took a good nap, though.
I did. Yeah, I did take a nap a little bit later on in the day. But
all we did that day was go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
And even then, it was like...
That was rough. That was even rough. I mean, gosh.
And like the next day, you were like, I'm still so tired. And I was like, that's so weird because I feel fine. And then like as Monday went on is when you started getting sick. And we were like, okay.
It's the Disney crud.
That's what I said. I was like, you've got the crud.
You got the Disney crud. We had some friends of ours go a couple months ago, mm-hmm. Brad and his wife. Mm-hmm. And she had started complaining after the trip. She's like, I feel like I'm getting sick, blah, blah. I sent her a message like, you got the Disney crud.
Sorry. Hate to break it to you.
Yeah. Welcome. That's just the way that goes. You know, you just got to deal with it and fight through.
We've got them like hooked on the park. So they like went once. And then I think within the next like year and a half, they went like four times.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, welcome to the club. Mm-hmm. One of us.
Mm-hmm. It's an obsession.
And part of that is the Disney crud. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, a lot of people also experience the Disney rash, but that's usually during the summer with like the heat on your legs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That happens.
But yeah, the Disney crud. Welcome to the club.
So you've already gone and said that, yes, yeah, 100% you would do it again.
100%.
Okay. I would do it again, yes. I don't think I would do it frequently.
Yeah, I was like looking at April.
Yeah, you were already like, so what do you want to go ahead and go back maybe next month or something? I'm like, no, absolutely not. It's just, I think it's too much. Maybe two or three times a year you could do something like that. But just the very next month, it's just too much.
I'm thinking, well, so we went on like March 1st. So it was kind of, it was basically February.
Yeah.
And the one I was looking at was like the middle of April. So you got like 6 weeks.
Yeah. And I was like, no, not too soon. Way too soon.
So if anybody wants to go with me or meet me down there, or if you're local and want to hang out with me.
Yeah, but we got two other flights to go on too. So
we do. You guys.
So you don't need to go.
My brother's
don't need to
graduation
go.
In California, we looked at flying into like the small regional airport by his school. It was $864 per person round trip. So we got to figure that one out.
Oh, yeah.
Lord.
Yeah.
And then we have a wedding in May as well. So we were like, oh, my gosh, flights are wild. Even the Southwest, $49. I'm like, never $49 for us.
Never 49.
Never anywhere that we need to go. So.
But yeah, I would definitely do it again. Just not too soon.
Yeah. Well, then the issue is it's about to get hot.
It's about to get hot. Your spring break crowds are definitely ramping up. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
I would keep this as a, you know, January, February time frame type of trip.
Yeah, I feel like October to February.
Yeah, I was about to say October.
Yeah, like through the end of the year.
Sometime early December, maybe something like that. But anytime in the summertime, stuff like that, I wouldn't do it at all.
No, I think the exhaustion was manageable, but the heat just sucks the life out of you to a point where I think it would be very difficult to do during the summer.
And oh, I agree with you 100%. Yeah.
I say that and watch me end up trying to do this in like June. But it's just, I know me, it's probably going to happen. But yeah, I would do it again. I definitely would.
Yep. 100%. I would. So we're going to take a break. You got some music for the SR listeners. And after that, we got news from the Walt Disney World Resort right here on DW60.
Sorcerer Radio.
I would really like to.
Wait a minute. Come in. Hmm? Is that how you're going to start?
Well, yeah. Is there a problem?
It's a problem? Hmm? Yeah. The way too much talka-talka, not enough waka-waka.
All Disney music. All Disney music.
Waka-waka-waka.
All day long.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
SRSounds.com.
You're listening to DW60. Quack, quack.
Welcome back. It's DW60 Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com. It's Jeff Nicole. Good morning again. Good morning.
Hello. I was just telling Jeff, I'm in this like Facebook group, and it's not a Disney Facebook group. It's actually a wedding Facebook group.
Okay.
But this girl, we saw a group of girls when we were at the park this last weekend, and their outfits stuck out, like were noticeable. And well, there are two groups. One group Jeff thought was following him because we're in the same.
Oh, yeah. I remember those ladies. Yeah.
But this group, they were all in beautiful dresses. And I pointed it out to Jeff. And then this girl posts in the Facebook group about doing her bachelorette party. And I was like, oh, I love bachelorette parties at Disney World. They did mine. We've done Friends, whatever. And then I went to look through the pictures. And I was like, it's the people we saw. I was like, commented. I was like, I saw you. I was there.
Oh, you know what we didn't mention about our flights? That there were two individuals on our flights doing the same thing that we were.
I told Jeff I wanted to be their friend because they live by us. So we flew out of New Orleans, Louisiana. We live in Mississippi and they live in Mississippi too. Maybe like 40 minutes from us. But they got in line to board the plane home in front of us. And I said, did you guys fly down this morning? And they were like, yeah, we did. And I was like, so did we. I remember you from our flight.
Yep.
And she was like, it was $25 each way. Like, you just can't beat it.
No,
like,
you can't. Yeah.
I agree.
You really just can't pass those up sometimes. But we're not the only crazy ones. We determined that right then and there.
Right.
Like, somebody else is just as crazy as we are for doing something like this. Yeah.
We sat down and I was like, I want to be their friend.
You should have exchanged social media with them while we were there and everything.
If there's any chance that you're listening.
We were on the flight long enough to do that.
Yeah. If you're our friends and we talk to you, please be my friend.
Oh, goodness. All right. We got news to get to. Let's do that right now.
All right. Let me. I was not prepared.
Not prepared. I got you covered. Okay. I got you covered right
okay.
here.
I appreciate it. Disney shared.
That's why I'm here.
Earlier this week, there's going to be a new feature for making your dining reservations coming soon to the My Disney Experience app. Shortly, soon. They didn't say when. The season of soon, right? Disney shared that you'll be able to search for availability at a specific restaurant over a period of up to 10 days at a time. So you can search for 10, they have to be 10, I believe it has to be 10 consecutive days. You can't pick like random days of the month, but you can search over a period of 10 days at its individual restaurant and see all of the available dining reservations at that restaurant for your selected days. But yeah, I do believe it has to be like consecutive days. So that's really exciting. I love that Disney is listening and making updates like this. Like not everything, you don't have to reinvent the wheel every time, but something as simple as making dining reservations. I'm glad that Disney is continuing to improve the process, continuing to improve guest experience. And they don't just like roll out like dining in the app and then like let it be for 20 years, you know? So yeah, I love that they're continuously evolving this. Hopefully, we'll see some updates to Genie Plus soon, too, if they're making enhancements to the app as far as dining. So
yeah, I mean, I was just about to say, when is Disney going to figure out that we don't like waking up at 7 a.m. during our vacation?
Right.
So come on, do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
TBD, we'll see how that one goes. You know, they brought out Genie Plus, you plan the day. They're like, people didn't like planning every bit of their trip before they get there. So then they brought out Genie Plus where you do everything day of, but your day has to start really early. And Now they said, well, maybe bring back some features of pre-arrival planning. So it'll be interesting to see how they balance that. And they said it was coming this year. So, you know, we're only 3 months into the year. We'll see what happens the rest of the year. Over in Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney shared earlier this week that beginning April 5th, at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, and over in Disneyland Paris, Star Tours The Adventures Continue will be taking you onto some new adventures inspired by locations you can find in Ahsoka, Andor, and The Mandalorian. Urgent transmissions from Ahsoka, Cassian Andor, The Mandalorian, and Grogu may soon be part of your next Starspeeder flight, and the iconic characters will continue to add to the galaxy of stories aboard Disney's first Star Wars attractions. With these additions, you will now have the opportunity to experience one of more than 250 storyline variations aboard the attraction. Except for Hoth.
Yeah. I was just about to say.
Jeff's just never been on it when it's gone to Hoth.
I don't know who it is that I have to talk to. I don't know who I have to pay. I just want to do Hoth one time, and I never can get it. Never.
You were in the park, but not on the attraction with me. The only time that I've ever done Hoth, and as soon as it went there, I was like, oh no, oh no, I went to Hoth.
yeah.
So I can at least tell you that it does exist. But, you know, when you get off the attraction, the doors open, you walk out to the right, and then you go down that hallway down to the gift shop. They have all the posters of, like, all the places you can go. And every time, Jeff's like, I don't believe that Hoth exists.
No, I don't. I've never seen it. I mean, I compare it to, like, Guardians, because they have certain music that goes with Guardians while you're on the coaster. Both times that I've been on Guardians so far, I've had Conga. And I know there are other songs.
There's like five other ones.
But I've yet to get one yet, other than Conga. So is it me, or is it just a run of bad luck or something? I don't know.
A magnet for Gloria Estefan. Some people want to be the rebel spy. Jeff just wants to go to Hoth.
I just want to go to Hoth. That's
you know
all.
What? Yeah. I wonder if next time we can like talk to a cast member. Be like, please. It's a love of all things that are holy.
It is computer generated, randomized. So there's no way for them to be able to do that.
It never hurts to ask. Disney magic.
Unless you're like a VIP of the VIPs, then you could probably do it.
What happened? Something happened on our trip, and I was like, it's Disney magic.
I don't remember what it was.
I can't remember. I was like, Disney powers that be. I can't remember what it was. Oh, well. It'll come to me. But I know when I read that, I was like, oh, Hoth exists, I promise. But it's good to know that, you know, there's over 250 variations. So you not getting Hoth is just, it's just a math problem.
No, it's just a problem, period, the end.
I'll be interested to see Ahsoka, Andor, Mandalorian, Grogu doing those like transmissions in the attraction.
Yeah, they're keeping it relevant, and I'm glad they're doing that.
Right. Long live Star Tours.
Yeah, 100%.
Long live Star Tours. Love it. I would argue, well, I don't know. Rise is really great, but it's maybe my favorite Star Wars attraction in the park.
It's the OG.
It is. And it's so, every time, it's so good. The queue is so good. Like walking under the AT-ATs is so good. Like, I love it. I love it all.
Yep, I agree.
We will leave Hollywood Studios and we will make our way over to Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa because, as we shared a couple weeks ago, 1900 Park Fair is returning to operation beginning April 10th. Thank you, Disney. We love this restaurant. We're so happy to have it back. I want to go on our next trip. This restaurant is on my next like must-do list, and we have been dying to make it to the Four Seasons character breakfast. It's only on like Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Why a Tuesday?
I don't know.
I don't understand a Tuesday.
I don't know. But
not the Tuesday.
We just want to go. And this time we were like, we're going to be there on a Saturday. But it's like so much time to like take up.
Uh-huh.
We're only there for a couple hours. But I would go to 1900 Park Fair, especially because it's like, boop, and you just hop ride on Into the Park. So it's reopening on April 10th, and Disney shared, you know, a foodie guide or like a little sneak peek at the menu of what you can expect when the restaurant reopens. So at breakfast, they're going to have bread pudding with vanilla creme anglaise, donut holes tossed with shimmer, sparkle donuts. Yes, please. Grand Floridian strawberry soup with fresh strawberries and whipped cream, a plant-based double chocolate muffin, a guava and cream cheese Danish, cinnamon pull-apart bread, beef and potato hash, classic eggs benedict with hollandaise sauce, carved ham, a croissant breakfast pizza, smoked salmon, cheesy potato casserole, a spiced tofu scramble with vegetables that'll be plant-based, and then an assortment of fruits, cereals, pastries, breads, and a variety of plant-based options as well.
Not too shabby.
No, all of it sounds good.
Yeah.
Guava cream cheese Danish, delicious beef and potato hash, always hollandaise, a classic croissant breakfast pizza, smoked salmon, and then sparkle donuts. I really want sparkle donuts. If Disney could have more sparkly food, I'd appreciate it. And then at dinner over at 1900 Park Fair, it's again going to be all you care to enjoy. They're going to have peel and eat shrimp with cocktail sauce. Jeff mentioned last week, I believe it was, the Tiana's gumbo with spicy and dewy sausage, a baked salmon with saffron lemon butter. They're going to have carved prime rib and curry roasted chicken. And then they're going to have roasted garlic sausage with tomato, herbs, and braised cabbage. They're going to have porchetta with hunter's sauce, a couscous salad with dried fruits, almond, mint, and parsley. They're going to have sun-dried tomato and rosemary focaccia bread, mashed potatoes, green beans, glazed carrots, and then Grand Floridian's famous strawberry soup with fresh strawberries and whipped cream, just like they have at breakfast. And then they'll have an almond cake with sea salt, caramel, and toasted meringue. Some more desserts that they are going to be offering is going to be a toasted coconut cake with a passion fruit custard and hibiscus creme. It's going to be plant-based. They're going to have a lemon blueberry cheesecake that looks really good. A vanilla cupcake. Don't you worry that there are cupcakes there. And then a fudge brownie with triple chocolate mousse. They're going to have a variety of soft drinks and stuff that's going to be included. But if you'd like to upgrade for an additional charge, there are some specialty non-alcoholic and alcoholic beverages, including a lavender lemonade, So Many Wishes, which is pomegranate green tea, hibiscus, lemon, and a dash of stardust, more sparkle. They're going to have a passion fruit daiquiri and a strawberry rosé spritz. And both of those have alcohol in them as well. I'm so excited.
All sounds very good.
I'm really excited for this to open. I want to go back. I love this so much.
It is a fun place to go and dine. There's no doubt about that.
We've loved it. Have you been there for breakfast?
I have not. No, just dinner with you.
I've been there for breakfast a couple times. It was always a fun breakfast when I lived there to like go with my like friends, just because the characters are fun. There's like a variety of characters, and the Grand Floridian is just so fun, especially if you're there for a girls' day. It just feels like fancy, and like we'd get dressed up in pretty dresses and go have breakfast, and it was good.
Sounds good.
It was.
Anything else?
That's all I got. I feel like I had a lot.
Let's get to the other stuff that we've got. This was interesting to see. RIP, of course, to the Great Movie Ride. I miss it so much.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. I do enjoy it. But I really do miss the Great Movie Ride. So what would you say if I told you you could own a piece of the Great Movie Ride? That'd be something to have in your house, right? Well, an audio animatronic from The Great Movie Ride, the classic Disney's Hollywood Studios attraction. There's an audio animatronic for sale on eBay.
What?
Yeah.
How much?
So the seller is Disney Props, and they're offering the pre-owned mummy animatronic from the Egyptian temple scene for a buy-it-now price of $13,000.
Hey, you could buy a couple mummies for the price of
I know, right?
A cabin.
Now, the thing is, you can only do it local pickup, and that local pickup is in Tampa, Florida.
Well, road trip. Hey, I bet if you put the mummy in the front seat, you can drive in the HOV lane.
Probably so. I wouldn't see why not. Here is what the description on eBay says. An animatronic mummy figure from the Egyptian temple scene in the great movie Ride at Disney's MGM Studios and Hollywood Studios, of course. It's big. It stands 70 inches tall. Or is that 70 feet? 70 inches, I'm sorry.
70 inches.
Yeah. I was like, I had to look at it for a second. I was like, 70 feet? No way. And that's from base to top. Huge. Absolutely huge. It says that this is mummy number 4, which appeared in scene 6, The Lost Temple. Has 3 mnemonic air-powered functions, head tilt, right arm forward, and left arm forward. Can you imagine putting this mummy in your front yard for Halloween and having it moving around?
Be in our front porch.
I'd love it. I would love it.
We usually have a Jack Skellington, but I think this would definitely be an upgrade.
It would be. 100%, yeah. I'd put it right there next to the big clock that we have, the Haunted Mansion clock.
I was going to say, our neighborhood does really love Halloween.
It does, yeah. Our neighborhood loves every holiday. What are you kidding me?
Yes, especially anything with fireworks.
Yeah, jeez. People are crazy. Nuts around here for 4th of July and New Year's. Nuts. Absolutely nuts. You think it's a war zone. Over the Magic Kingdom, new details have been released about the upcoming D23 event, which is happening down in New Orleans, celebrating 15 years of The Princess and the Frog. And there's going to be a sneak peek at Tiana's Bayou Adventure during that time. The event, of course, is on March the 23rd this year. Guests will not only get to attend a screening of The Princess and the Frog and enjoy a grand finale event at the New Orleans Jazz Museum, but there's also some extra offerings that have been announced as well. You'll be able to attend the specially curated presentation by Walt Disney Imagineering, showcasing the research, collaboration, and creative development that is bringing Tiana's Bayou Adventure to life at the Magic Kingdom at Disneyland Park. The offering is described as a can't-miss deep dive into what you can anticipate for the new attraction coming up. Also, Rebecca Klein, director of the Walt Disney Archives, is going to be there as well to guide you through the Walt Disney Company history with the city of New Orleans, which I think is very interesting. Mm-hmm. It's going to include decades of stories of how the city made its mark on Walt Disney and countless Disney park attractions, songs, and films, including those with the Haunted Mansions and the Pirates as well. Finally, Keith David, the voice of Dr. Facilier in The Princess and the Frog, is going to be there at the event as well. He's going to be talking about his work in bringing the character to life. That's a pretty good event,
if you ask me. Becky Klein is, like you said, the director of the Walt Disney Archives, but she's also one of the Disney Archives cast members that goes on that $115,000 private jet tour.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
And is like with you when you go to all these destinations, kind of showing you like the historical elements of the trip.
Ooh.
That's like part of the allure of that trip. But she's the director of the Walt Disney Archives that goes on that trip.
Mm. I'm sure it's a lot of fun.
She did a panel at Destination D, or D23.
Now, the tickets for this event, there are some left to purchase, by the way. Priced at $199 plus a $7 processing fee. And it is for gold members for that price, $249 for general members. Screening only tickets for both tiers have absolutely sold out. Can't do it. So still got an opportunity if you're, you know, gold member and general member, stuff like that. But
this was tempting.
Down the road, literally an hour down the road from us, they're going to be doing all this stuff.
They never do anything over here.
Never do anything. No, no. Why would they? All right. So sticking around with Tiana. Mm-hmm. Saw some pictures this past week. The Briar Patch, which used to be part of Splash Mountain there in the Magic Kingdom, has now turned into a swamp. As a lot of the scaffolding has been removed down towards the bottom of the hill, as far as Tiana's attraction is going.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. I got to be honest with you. It looks very good.
It looks like a swamp.
It does look like a swamp.
They flooded the Briar Patch.
What they've done is taken away, in some form or fashion, they've taken away the mountain-like look that the attraction had. and they've added all these different things. It's something that a lot of us did not think it was possible. You know, because from the get-go, we're like, it's a mountain.
Right.
How do you, there are no mountains.
There's zero mountains in,
New Orleans. You know, not at all. The way I look at it from the pictures that I've seen, I wish we had walked over there to see the construction while we were there.
I didn't go over there on my last trip either. I was in the Magic Kingdom 2 or 3 times in February, and not once did I go to that part of the park.
And
I don't know why.
I guess there's just too many things going on trying to fit in, you know, to that small amount of time that we had. I really do wish that we had looked at it while we were there, but...
Bad Disney news people.
Yeah, yeah. Shame on us. Shame on us.
I guess we have to go back.
You keep saying that, and we will. We will. It's just, you're not speaking it into existence. It ain't happening right now. Sorry. Not going to happen. Mm-hmm. But soon. But I will say it is starting to look more like a hilltop at the top of that attraction. It doesn't look like a mountain anymore, per se, but they've added, you know, a water tower and, you know, a few other things as they've gone through the construction and stuff like that. So, I mean, they're doing a very good job. The final, of course, you know, verdict will be what's the inside of the attraction going to be like, you know.
Right.
And I think I hope that there's some video that comes out of this D23 event that all of us can see.
I'm sure. That's like...
You know, yeah.
That's one of the things that made it not like a must do for me, even though it is so close, is, you know, they say, oh, you're going to get a sneak peek at the attraction. It's going to come out. Whatever they say is going to come out. It's going to be reported. The footage is going to come out. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
It's not like we're not going to know because we weren't there. So,
I mean, I don't know if it'll be right off the bat, but I think we'll eventually see whatever they see.
Yeah,
it'll happen. But this construction really just seems to be coming along pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fairly, let me emphasize, I'm fairly impressed with construction on this attraction so far.
It's high praise.
Because everything else that they do takes forever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way that goes.
I mean, but they said summer 24.
Yeah, summertime. So we'll just wait and see what happens.
Let's see. First day of summer 2024. Summer begins, according to Google, June 20th. Summer is from June 20th to September 22nd.
Okay. I think early August.
I was going to say, I think it's going to be in the dead heat of summer because they seem, based on offers that have been coming out, they seem to be needing people in the parks over the summer.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why they've had all these deals come out for the summertime, too.
So,
Same time.
I do believe it will be in the dead heat of summer.
Good, because it's a water ride and people are going to need it anyway.
So. Right? Yeah, they're not going to open it in February. That's why it always goes down for refurbishment, like January, February.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Rock and Roller Coaster. They're like, oh, it's down for refurbishment. I'm like, it's every year, same time.
Every single time. Yeah, it's true. That's all the news that we've got here on DW60.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
That brings us to the end of the show, folks. Thanks for stopping by.
This was a good show.
Yes, it was. Thanks for stopping by and checking out the show. We appreciate everybody. If you need to get in contact with us, this is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Row Facebook page. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Row. You can find us chatting live every Friday morning when the show airs on Sorcerer Radio over in the Sorcerer Radio Discord page. Come chat with us. The community is awesome. We share news and all kinds of fun stuff over there. If you're looking to make some more Disney friends, that is the place to do it. If you'd like to, like we mentioned, some behind the scenes stuff, hear more about a trip, see more videos, and like just kind of some personal stuff, you can support the show on Patreon, patreon.com/DW60PressRow. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can send it to DW60@srsounds.com. Or if you'd like to send us a voicemail or a text message or text us a voice note, you can do that at 408-909-3960, which is 408-909-DW60.
Big thanks to our Patreon members. As always, we appreciate everything that you guys do.
Yeah.
Being part of the Patreon family. If you'd like to check it out, we encourage you to do so. We still have our post-show DW60 Patreon episode to do right after this. So yeah. We'll be doing that for our Patreon people. So be looking for that to pop up. Replay of the show is going to happen 7 p.m. tonight for USR listeners. We appreciate all of you guys as well listening every single week. Thank you so much for that. Till next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com, and we hope that you have
a hot dog day.
See you next time.